Friday, and welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm Juanita. I'm so glad you can join us today. This is such a great show because it's so personal. Oh, my God, it's so personal. I'm shameless to say this, but my first guest, he is going to get a barrage of questions. I've already gotten some via email and text. And then, of course, my questions. We're talking about dating 101. We're talking about hating dating. And, you know, if you're the type of person that's been online, you've been set up, you've been going to bars, you've been going to the grocery store, your friend, your best friend is calling. Did I say online dating? OMG. I have done that, and I am finding out that it's real interesting, and Marty's going to tell us, Marty Savarek with 101 Ways to Stop Hating Dating. He's going to be joining us today. Also, later in the show, we have two image specialists. One is Kelly Muse. She has done faces of top celebs, Angie Stone, John Legend, to name a few, and she's also was the head or lead makeup artist for MTV's Guy Code and Girl Code. Now, she's going to tell us about what you should be wearing this season and what or how you should be looking as far as your makeup and your clothes. And later, we're going to be joined by Eric E.K. Ray, one of my BFFs. He is an entertainment and fashion public relations executive, and he has some information about how he lost over 100 pounds. He had a diabetes scare. So he's now a diabetes expert or an advocate, and he's going to give us some information about how he did that and how you guys can please stop wearing those male culottes, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, because some guys should. Well, I don't think any guy should, but, you know, we wear them, the big male culottes, you know, the big shorts that go to the shins, and they're really big. I just don't think any man alive should be wearing those. But before I get started, I told you guys that I had one of my advertisers or sponsors, personaltrainerfood.com. I started the program on Monday. I got my package. It's a lot of food, I will say this. You make sure you have a freezer or a large refrigerator, because the amount of food that I got can probably service a small convenience store. So I got a lot of food, but it's no hassle. You don't think about it. You grab, you put in the microwave, you eat. And let me tell you, people, this food is so good. I am not lying. I'm not exaggerating. It's not bland. It tastes amazing. It was so good, and I'll say this really quick, that my dog, I was heating up some food one day, and my dog, she smelled, I had an Angus steak burger. Believe it or not, that's what one of the foods. I had an Angus steak burger. She came over, and she started smelling around like she's going to get some. She actually growled at me because I said, get away, get away. So she growled at me, and I went, back, because I didn't want you touching my food. The food is amazing. It's so good that I'm wondering, Mike, if you're listening, Mike Starks is the president and CEO of personaltrainerfood.com, if you could actually lose weight because the food tastes so wholesome and it's so good. Well, get this, gang. I weighed myself. I didn't want to weigh myself until till Monday, because I did start on Monday. But I did weigh myself today for you guys. You guys. I lost 3 pounds already. So I'm just saying personaltrainerfood.com is the best program. It's great. They have specials going on. Go online, find what you know what you like to eat or whatever, and you will not be displeased. I love personaltrainerfood.com, and I encourage everyone to try it. And also, I want people to call me today, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-0008. Or you can send me a message like you do on thebeautyfiles2@gmail.com. Without further ado, Marty Savarek, welcome to The Beauty Files.
Thank you very much. So happy to be with you.
Marty, your book is so funny, and I've put so many notes. I have highlighted so much stuff on this in this book. We are having a hard time, Marty. Well, I can only speak for us girls, but I've actually asked guys about dating. What is the problem with a single people who have gotten out there right now, and we literally hate dating and the dating process.
Well, first of all, you're too nervous, and you have to look at it with tongue-in-cheek and have a good time and laugh. Even if you're out on a date and it's not going to work out, just have a conversation. So it's not going to go anywhere, but at least you have a good evening. People put too much pressure on themselves, especially when they're filling out dating profiles online, because they say, well, everybody's lying. I don't like to lie, but I have to lie, or else I'll be going out with people way too old for me, way too young for whatever it is. And they just lie, and they just don't know the rules, especially people who have been in a relationship for many, many years, and they haven't dated for a while. And they say, oh, my goodness, I don't know what the rules are.
You know what the rules are? What are the rules?
Rule number one, there are no rules. Does that make it easy?
Yeah, okay.
You use your own judgment, your own sense of humor, your own moral code, and those are the rules. You know, men make up a lot of these rules, and like the so-called rule where on the third date you have to go to bed, no. If you don't want to, you don't have to. No one's going to arrest you. No one's going to curse at you. It's just a male guideline. Like the seven-year itch, like after 7 years, men are allowed to cheat. Who made that up?
you speak a good point, Marty, because, you know, the whole going to bed thing. Okay, so, like, you know, you'll have some guys and you'll go out with them and you know, you're having a great time. You're learning all this stuff about them. You're listening to their crying game or whatever because you're trying to be a good listener. You don't want to say too much because that's another thing people say. Well, don't give them too much information because if you give them too much information, then you'll scare the guy off. So you kind of, you know, try to be mysterious and you try to sit back and don't say too much, and then you're hearing all this stuff, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, my God, you're telling me way too much stuff, and by the way, why are you still living in the basement with your parents?
Right. You know what the problem is, Juanita? You're making it much too complex. It really is simple. Just be yourself. Don't have a plan. Don't have a schedule. Don't have an idea. Just go out to have fun just like you're with friends, and if you could be one of your friends, great. If not, then, you know, it's an evening. Hopefully you'll get same kind of good food you were talking about before. You won't have a dog to deal with who's barking at you, and all those things would be great.
I set up a friend of mine with a date, and no joke, she, I hope she's not listening, but she, the guy that I set her up with, he said he liked older women. And I, you know, I showed her a picture of her, and we went on a date. He was so mad that he called me and told me that I needed to pay him or take him out to make up for the date.
Why? What was wrong? Huh? She was much older than he expected?
Well, she was older, but, I mean, he saw her picture. He was just like, oh, the picture didn't look anything like the picture that you showed me. She looked a lot different or whatever, which brings me to the online dating question. Why do we lie on online dating? Because we can?
Because we can, and we think, well, we justify it by saying everybody else is, so I don't want to be behind the eight ball by not doing it myself. So I, you know, everybody who dates and has dated for a while has dates from hell, and they're real proud to tell anybody about their horror stories. And I once went out with a woman who had a great picture, great profile, and I got to her house, and she's wearing sweats, and she had just gone on a run. I said, I thought I'm picking you up 8 o'clock. Why are you're not dressed? So she said, oh, you're talking about my mother. I said, she'll be down in a minute. And I look at this woman. I said, was that really a picture of you? She says, oh, yeah, it was my prom picture. Didn't I look great? I mean, the woman was, you know, it was 40 years later. That's really scary, but they just...
Well, no, I love your story that you told, Marty, about the one that you were communicating long distance or whatever, and you met her at the airport, and you tried to run away at airport. That,
yeah.
I laughed out loud. That was the funniest story I've ever heard.
Thank you. And it's true.
A lot of us have those stories where we meet someone, and you know, my personal story, I met someone, he on his profile he said he was 6 feet, he was actually 5 feet 5, and it's like, how do you get over that? I mean, how did you think that I would not see that?
Well, the terminology I use is that a guy says he's 6'3", and you meet him at a bar and he's 3'6", and you have to help him off his stool. I mean, it's not even close. It's not a little fibbing. I mean, these are major lies. But they just think that they can get away with it. You know,
1-888-627-6008 is our number. I do have a question, but before I get to her question, I like one of your chapters. You have chapter two. You have, when singles fill out dating profiles, many people distort or tweak the truth. They think, I'll write what the opposite sex wants to hear rather than what it is. I mean, is that is true?
That is true. Well, you see it by reading the profiles, then meeting the person. And then when you talk to people, they defend themselves by saying, well, I had to do it. Everybody else is lying. I'm really not a liar. I mean, I would normally not do that, but I had to. Okay, there's your justification. Check, please.
Well, here's a question for you, Marty. This my girlfriend, she says, why are there no normal, well-put-together men on these sites? And what are the ratio? What's the ratio between sane men versus sane women?
I don't know. To me, if somebody doesn't have a sense of humor, they're not normal. They're not sane. So I just think that's number one for me. But let's take a look at first. Here are the four things that women want from a man. All right, let's set the standard.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe you agree with me, disagree. Tell me what your thoughts are. Let me go through the four, and it's very quick. Number one is women are looking for a masculine man, a man who has confidence, a man who will make decisions, a man's man, a real man. Number two is a guy with ambition. He has an idea. He has a business. He has a thought, and he works at it, and he's not lazy. Number three has to be a guy that makes you feel safe. If you're in the house with him at night and you hear some noise downstairs, you want to know that he's going to take care of you rather than hide under the sheets. And number four is that she knows for sure that he loves her and there's mutual trust between them. And she's not concerned about a good-looking girlfriend. She's not concerned about taking him to a show where there are models and actresses. Doesn't matter. There's just mutual trust. And I think once a woman feels that, that's the kind of man she really wants.
I believe Doug said we had a call. Did you say that, Doug? This is live, so I don't really care how.
Yeah, I have a caller.
Okay, we have a caller. Caller, what is your name, and tell us your question.
My name is Brad, and my question is, there seems to be a lot of guys that's just legally separated online.
Oh, my God, yes.
Right.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad you said that.
What is
that
legally
about?
Separated? I mean, does
what is that?
To me,
exactly.
That's still not a go.
It's a license not to lie and a license to cheat by just using that word legally. I mean, if they're separated or legally separated, it's just some lawyers writing up some paperwork. Whether it's true or not doesn't matter. It just becomes an excuse. It just becomes a way to make you feel like it's
home. Stay in the current relationship?
Say what now? Say that again.
Is that an excuse to stay in that current relationship? That means that they can still go back to their wives or husbands?
Well, you always have to make that assumption. You always have to feel that. And why waste your time with something? You know, it becomes an easy excuse if the guy's not happy. And he says, I just decided to work it out for the kids or for the parents or whatever, and we're going getting back together again. Then it doesn't
I like what she said, though, because it's like it's like a license or a free, you know, a free card to, you know, I'll try and see what's out there. And, you know, if I don't like what's out there, oh, maybe I shouldn't have left my wife. Maybe I should go back because this dating sucks.
Yeah, you can try something that's interesting that just came to me. It's not in the book. But if you ask him how his relationship is with his ex or soon-to-be ex, and does he know that she's dating, and does she know that he's dating? And if he says yes, says, oh, great, I'd like to meet her. And and see the way, and then look down at the ground and watch the skid marks. I mean, he's just going to run out of there so fast. Because he doesn't, I mean, it's just the front. I don't know how you're going to find out legally or find out information or even waste the effort, waste the time.
Thank you so much for your question.
I've just been seeing a lot of legally separated coming up in the last 2 months, legally separated, so I just thought there was a new fad going out there.
That's not a fad. It's an excuse.
Oh, okay. Oh my God. Thank you so much for your question. 1-888-627-6008 is the number. What a great question. Yeah, I have another question. Why, you know, when you want full disclosure, should you, you know, if you say, okay, I need full disclosure, I need to know, you know, where do you live or how do you live? Do you have, you know, are you living in the basement or what I call Little Lamont, still living at Sanford Arms? You know, are you separated? Are you, you know, are you divorced? How many kids you have? Is that, are we being hard-ass when we ask those type of questions? Because I've gotten that too. It's like, oh my God, you're the CIA. Why do you need to ask all these questions so fast?
I think you're entitled to it. And I think it does many things. Number one, it gets you the answers you're curious about. And number two, it lets them know that if you're going to be in a serious relationship, it's time to own up. It's time to tell the truth. And the sooner the better. There's no reason to hold off. I mean, if somebody's going to be honest with you. And, you know, that's a great, great relief for men. When I stopped lying many years ago, it took all the pressure off. You don't have to remember what you lied about. You just told the truth.
What were you lying about, Marty? What were you lying about?
The things that men are doing now. I mean, I learned from my experiences. I felt that other guys lied about their businesses, their careers. About I once wrote on a website that I used to be 6'2", and I met this woman at a bar, and she was wearing like I don't know 12-inch heels. I don't know how she didn't fall over. And she looked at me. She says, "I hate men who lie. You said you were 6'2". I said, "No, I said I was 6'2". The word was in there. I said, "I'm a little older." I lost
and play around with the truth.
Right, just play with it. And you justify it in your mind. As long as you feel that it's helping you stay even with the competition, it's easy to... Little white lies. They're not really lies. They're tiny little fibs. You know, you rationalize it away.
Now, I love your chapter 28. You have something about women to avoid. And this is for men now. You have a few women that men should avoid. One, you say the drama queen.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have one that's insecure. You have one that has heavy-duty baggage, the attention-starved, or not good in bed.
Right.
Mm.
Well, that last one could take some time because people could be nervous, and the older you get, the less anxious you are to get naked because you remember what you used to look like. You know. But I think one of the things you mentioned that is quite important is baggage. If you knew about the exes and the children and the problem children and the partners who are stealing from them and the businesses that are being sued, I mean, there's many, many things that you really don't want to find out a year from now. You want to find it out as soon as possible.
Right, right. And what about the attention getter, the one that you say the attention getter? What's wrong with a woman who likes attention?
Well, you know, there's a thin line between someone having a good personality who's a lot of fun to be with and somebody who just does it because they don't like anybody else stealing the spotlight. So you have to use your own judgment with that. I'd rather have somebody who's trying to steal the spotlight and see if you can compete with them rather than someone who sits there and you're afraid of them ordering soup or mashed potatoes because they may drown by being so boring. You know, they might go face down in their plate, and that would be horrible. Then you have to worry about the Undertaker and the ambulance or whatever. So,
Marty, one of the things that I'm finding, and I'm getting a question about that as well online, is that we are sick and tired of learning a new person or learning a new nuance of this person. Okay, you know, we've already gotten used to one person. Now we got to figure out and relearn another person and figure out how we look good in what light that we look the best in. You know, that's one of the main concerns or one of the main reasons why I hate dating.
Right.
I just don't want to keep relearning someone. Right.
Women have to do a lot more for a date than a man does.
I know.
Consider lingerie an example. Women have to spend hundreds of dollars to get really sexy stuff in case they have to show it off. And men get a three-pack for $9.95 at Walmart that they can wear for decades. So, you know, it's very, very different. And I think the best thing to cut that down a little bit is just meet for a drink first. Either a drink after work or a coffee in the morning. This way you could just get to meet his friends. You don't have to get all dressed up. You can be cool, casual, wear a baseball hat, you know, and you don't have to be a beauty because they know that you're not dressed for a date, just meeting somebody.
But that's
if
a good
a person
idea.
Is confident doing that, I think that can really save a lot of aggravation of saying, this guy ruined my whole evening. He lied. He wasn't what I wanted. He's a nice guy, but no thanks. So you can cut down some of the dating options.
And Marty, you also have something in your book about the code words for, you know, when you read people's online profiles, which
right.
I thought was hilarious. And I'm sitting here trying to find out what page it was on, but you have these code words for different things. If you see this, it means that. Give us some of the code words.
Well, this is the one for decoding women's personal ads.
Yeah.
All right, so if a person says they're 40-ish, that means they're 49 for sure. If they're adventurous, they slept with everybody. If they're athletic, that means they have no boobs. If they're average-looking, If they're beautiful, that means they're a pathological liar.
Oh,
if
my
they
God.
Say they're economically secure, that means they're probably on medication. If they say they're a feminist, that means they have hair and where they shouldn't have hair, and they may be a little overweight. So, you know, you don't want me to read the whole thing, do you?
Oh, my God. But it's so true. It's so true. What about guys?
Well, guys lying about themselves, I'm sure.
Yes.
Pretty much the same thing. I don't even know if I put it in a book.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think most of the ones where the guys are just like, I can't remember what, I read it, and I just, like I said, I laughed out loud.
So here's the first five for men. If a man says, I'm hungry, it means he's hungry. If he says, I'm sleepy, it means he's sleepy. If he says, I'm tired, he's tired. If he says, nice dress, that means nice cleavage. And if he says, I love you, that means let's have sex tonight.
Oh, no.
So you know, men have pretty much of a one-track mind.
So Marty, you know, so we're out there, we're trying to date, we're going out. You know, what is the one thing or the five things that we should probably, you know, at least start trying to do when we're dating? And I don't mean online dating. I mean, what if we, you know, just happen to go to the grocery store and we met up with someone and we, you know, we hit it off. So we think we hit it off anyway.
Right. First of all, from a man's standpoint, every man thinks he has a great pickup line, which is absurd. To me, the best pickup line in the whole world is, hi, I'm Marty. Would you like a drink? Or can we chat? Or we sat down, my girlfriend and I sat down next to a woman waiting at the bar, waiting for our little beeper to go off when our table would be ready. And I said, hi, how have you been? She was about 80 years old, and she started telling me about her parrot and her dog that keep fighting all the time. And we were entertained until we got our table. I mean, all you have to do is try to be natural, normal, confident. You don't have to act. You don't have to come up with a line or a show. Just be yourself. And if they don't like you as yourself, then you're wasting your time going out with them.
Yeah. But
it
we
sounds
don't,
so
but
easy,
we don't
doesn't
see
it?
That. Yeah, that's
looking for a magic solution. And it sounds like I'm covering up something that I really know, but this is really the truth. That's the way I am. I just really don't care. I'm just looking to have fun. I want to meet somebody who is happy, who is fun to be with, and who is a good conversationalist and is aware and smart. And fun. To me, you know, you ask a man about a woman and they talk about body parts. And my first two on the list are smart and funny. That's it.
Yeah. Yep, smart and funny.
Yeah.
And how much pressure do you think it is if a do I dare go there? If a woman goes out with a guy and then the guy expects to get more because he's, you know, happened to spend a little money on the date and he expects to get more afterwards.
Then you should
right?
go to a hooker if he expects to have sex. You can't have those expectations. It's ridiculous. I mean, you know, it's happening to the younger generation. You know, they have websites where it's just really
like
a minor leagues for friends with benefits.
Right.
I don't want to give anybody a plug, but it's all about looks. It's all about availability. And they meet up, and they probably hook up. Because women at that age, between 20 and 30, really feel that they're equals. And if they're horny, they'll go to a bar and pick up a guy and do just what a guy would do. Mm-hmm. And they're willing to do it. But here's where the problem comes in for most women is that after they are living this friends with benefits life, and I think the number now shows it's 10 months or less, that women say, this is great for him. He has no commitment, no obligation, doesn't really take me out, just like living together, having sex whenever we're in the mood. And this is, I want to have children someday. You know, my clock is ticking. I want to get married. I want to be real. It's nice that I have the freedom. Thank you very much. I'm free, but that's, I want more.
Yeah, and, you know, I... one of the things that I love about your book, Marty, is that it's very, you know, easy to read. I read this, and I, like I said, I couldn't put it down. It's a very easy read, but it actually it's common sense stuff. I mean, and one of the things that I have always done whenever I go out on a date is that I have a best friend that I send every, you know, anything that I know about this person I'm going out with, just in case something happens to me. And I think that's a great practice. How about you?
Yep, that's safe call, right? Say after I've been on a date for half an hour, call me on my cell phone. I'll answer it. If there's a problem, I'll say, oh, no, I have to get home. You know, tell them you have a kid that you didn't tell them about before, or your mom's ill, or whatever you want to cross your fingers and lie about, just so you can get out of there. You don't want to be stuck with somebody who's going to really be uncomfortable to be with. And if everything's okay, you just say, I'm sorry, it's the wrong number. And then at least you got a safety call.
And I also go one step further. I love that because I never thought of that way. I basically will call, I'll text her, and I'll, you know, I even have a picture. He doesn't even know I'm taking a picture. Boom, I take a picture, send it to her or him, and I say, this is who I'm out with, this is where I'm going, this is his name, his phone number, whatever. You know, just for safety, I mean, especially if it's a blind date or if it's a setup or someone that set you up. And the other question that I have, Marty, is that why do people, your friends, think that they know who you like and they try to set you up with people that they like and it turns out to be somebody that you can't stand?
Well, first of all, I want to compliment you on what you said before. I think that's very wise, that women should always feel protected and be protected, and that the friend knows who they're with and where they are, and if there's a problem, you know, they can locate you right away.
Right.
And remind me what you just asked about.
Why is it that people think that your friends, when you have the setup, and they think, you know, they say, oh, I have this great friend, you'll love him, he's fantastic, and you meet him, and it's like, how do you know if I like him or not? You know, why would you think that I like this guy who is, you know, nothing that I like? I mean, how do we get out of those? Because I get set up all the time.
Right.
Someone's always got a friend for me.
I have a two-word answer for you that you're going to say, this guy is definitely crazy. Roger Ebert. Roger Ebert was my favorite movie critic, and he passed away, and now I have nobody to relate to. So they don't know me. They don't know what I like. They don't know what I think about. The guy who writes in my local paper in Florida, he sends me to movies that are so horrible, so bad. I mean, he raves about the bad ones and likes the... I mean, raise about the good ones. I'm sorry, raise about the bad ones. And so the same thing with friends. Friends have to know you. Friends have to have your best interests at heart, and you have to know their tastes. You have to make sure, do you agree with them politically? Do you agree with them in lots of other areas? And I think those things are very, very important. And so if somebody is going to choose for you or represent you in any way, you have to make sure they really know you well. I mean, either they're doing it for because a friend asked them to do it, but I think that's really the key. It has to be someone who really knows you well and knows your taste.
And before I let you go, Marty, one last thing. You have a challenge, I want to say, and you said or an offer. You said if you've had or had any crazy dates that you like to share, funny, weird, crazy, incredible, or would make us laugh, moan, tear up, or shake our heads, you want people to send them to you.
Right.
Last name, your last name will not be included in order to protect your privacy, and you have an address where people can send their horror stories to you.
Right.
And it's, I think I see, I guess if they go to 101 Ways to Stop Hating Dating, your book, they can get that information. It's at the last page.
Yeah, it's also on my website, which is stophatingdating.com. So if they go to that, they can get excerpts from the book. They can get excerpts from some blogs that I've written, which are really also very funny. I just hit 100 today. And ways to buy the book and ways to send me personal information I give my home email address so anybody's interested can do that.
Please do. Give your email right now because I'm getting text messages. People want to know how they can get your book or how they can write to you.
Sure. My email address at home is Sav, S-A-V, as in the last three letters from my beginning of my last name, Sav Consulting, C-O-N-S-U-L-T-I-N-G, at yahoo.com.
And if you want to pick up this fabulous book, it's available on e-books and also on Amazon. It's called 101 Ways to Stop Hating Dating. Very thorough, very funny. And I will tell you this, Marty, that I did learn a lot from reading your book, and I have been dating wrong. And that's going to change.
Just go out and have fun. That's what it really should be. You'll know when you meet the right person.
Yeah,
everybody.
Because I love having fun, and I love to laugh, too.
Right.
And I think that's so important.
I really appreciate it. You were terrific. This was a very pleasant experience for me. You're a great interviewer.
Well, thank you. And my listeners, they want you to stay on longer, but we have to let Marty go because we have two other guests. But I will bring Marty back on because we have more questions for Marty as well. Marty Savarek, 101 Ways to Stop Hating Dating, was my guest. Thank you so much, Marty, for being my guest. And on the other side of the break, we are going to be talking with Kelly Muse about what you should be looking for or looking like in the summer season. Fashion and clothes and makeup. Stay with us. Be back in 30 seconds. Welcome back to the Beauty Files. I love Marty. Oh, my God. His book is so fantastic, 101 Ways to Stop Hating Dating. I encourage you to check out his book, his website, and submit your horror stories. I'm writing mine right now because I had one last week. So look out, Marty. Here comes a funny story. Kelly Muse is a friend, a colleague, and fantastic makeup artist. She is everywhere. She lives in New York. She's been doing the faces of so many famous people, both celebs, politicians. She was the lead makeup artist on MTV's Guy Code and Girl Code. And I wanted to pluck her brain. I wanted to find out exactly, you know, what she's seeing in the streets and the mags and the fashion shows. Because, oh, by the way, Kelly has been behind the scenes at the Mercedes Fashion Week, so she definitely knows what's going on in the fashion world. Kelly, welcome to the Beauty
Show. Hi, Juanita. Thank you for having me. Hello.
Okay, so Kel.
Yes.
As I like to call her. What's going on with what we're seeing now in as far as women's fashions? What should women be looking for now, and how should we be dressing?
Well, you know, a well-dressed woman always has her makeup that definitely complements her attire. And for summer, less is more.
Basically explaining about where we're at with summer fashion. With the fact that we came off of a season where everything was very constrictive and very tight and very form-fitting, we're doing very flowy and effortless for the summer, and lots of print.
Oh, and what's the color of the season that you see?
Well, orange is definitely a strong statement piece for the season. Your tangerine, your melon, your sun-kissed orange, very much a powerful statement color for the summer.
You know, I am so glad, Kelly, that you said that, you know, that we're gearing more towards loose-fitting stuff and things that are not so constricting, because there are a lot of women out there. Oh, you know you shouldn't be wearing some of that stuff. And you know who I'm talking to. I mean, just because it says it's your size, look in the mirror, get a selfie, and say, oh, my God, this is not happening for me. I am so glad that things are fitting a little bit more looser. But do you see that a lot in the streets, that women just think that just because they see it that they can wear it?
You know, I would definitely say that's regional. It depends on where you are because, you know, I'm on Fifth Avenue. I'm in Brooklyn. I'm in the East Village. I'm in a lot of places. So it kind of depends on where you are when you see certain fashion do's and don'ts, I should say.
Right. Yeah. That's putting it nice. Well, you are in an area, Kelly. I will say you're in Fashion USA, so most of the women are a little bit more conscientious of what they're putting on their bodies because I mean everyone's fat, you know, well, mostly everybody's fabulous in New York.
There's a lot of fabulosity as well as there's a lot of maybe you shouldn't losity and I mean, you know, we all have to get in where we fit in. I just, you know, recently I said, hey, this is not the season where I'm going to be bikini body ready, but I will be the baddest chick that you see on the beach with the flyest cover-up ever, ever made this side of the Mississippi. So I'm that chick. You know, I always tell folks, know thy limitations. So, you know,
yeah.
Work with what you got. I will, you know, I'll put forth the way I know how. But
I like that philosophy. I love that philosophy, Kelly. I love the fact that, you know, you're embracing. I won't be the bikini girl, but I'll be the most fabulous looking one in the cover up.
Yes. You won't even look at the bikini because my ensemble will just be that smashing.
And what are you seeing as far as hair is concerned? Because, of course, you know, I think if I remember seeing your photo last, you're still rocking like a natural. Kind of a natural hair, kind of, sort of?
I'm actually back to natural. I, you know, a couple years back, Janet, when she cut her hair off and went dark, I was like, ooh. So she inspired me, and then I went relaxed, and I had the darker hair, and then I had a reddish mohawk with the relaxed hair. And actually, this is my summer for natural hair, and natural hair is so in. And I don't like to say it like that, but everyone's embracing natural hair now, which is a beautiful thing. And then many different methods and the braid outs and the twist ups and, you know, people are getting back to poetic justice braids. You know, I think Solange kind of sparked and got that flowing. But, yes, natural hair is where it's at this season.
You know, I love natural hair, too. And I have a big old afro, too. I mean, I'm looking for one of those picks to have fight the power, you know, that fist. I want to put that in my big afro because that's what I'm sporting now, and I love it. I don't have to do anything but spray that bad boy and just let it air dry, and it's just on. And I'm finding that a lot of people are embracing it as well.
You know, the hair industry has taken it by storm because, you know, there was a time when a lot of our naturalistas and our natural brothers were only using homemade products. Things that we find in the kitchen, you know, that are very good for hair. You know, we were going the DIY route to maintain and service natural hair. But now the industry, just, oh, my gosh, there's so many products out there. Some good and some, you know, some not so great. But there is definitely something for everyone with every texture of natural hair because we've now been educated that natural hair comes in different S patterns and different S curls and different textures and coils. And so it's like a natural revolution right now.
I love that. And you know, I also want to touch back on the fact that you said the oranges are one of the season's colors. I'm seeing a lot of orange lip, a lot of beautiful mm-hmm. orange lip. And a lot of people, especially women of color, certain color, we think that we can't sport that orange color or that orange lip.
So not true. And as well as I know, I've seen you in an orange or two in my day. You know, you have to find the right orange for your skin tone. So whether that's an orange that has a little bit more yellow to it or an orange that has a red base or even an orange that has a pink base, you know, you can't be afraid to try. I mean, you know, that's what it's there for. And because it's such a powerful statement, when you see orange, it just makes you happy. I had an orange and pink outfit on yesterday, two different patterns. Like I said, patterns are everywhere. And I was like, all right, I'm going to wear this pattern, and I'm going to wear a blazer in a different pattern, but they're the same color family.
Right.
And I got so many compliments on, like, oh, my gosh, I love your color theme. And, you know, that's what it's about. It's about embracing the color and infusing it into your personality to just kind of, you know, rock out in the day. You know, don't let the clothing wear you. You wear the clothing.
Oh, I love that. And I love the fact what you just said about orange makes you feel happy because It's so true. I had on an orange print dress yesterday as well. And, you know, I like colors. I love black. But I did have the orange print dress. But then I had a chartreuse shrug over top of it. And I got more compliments about people saying, oh, you look so springy. You look so bright and cheery. And it just made me feel good because, you know, you always thinking, okay, you know, when you're a certain weight or you're certain whatever, you should wear dark colors or whatever. But I was rocking that orange and that chartreuse, and I did the mixture like you were talking about, and I thought it looked fabulous.
You know, I'm going to say it, this is the summer of Andre 3000, because whether you're a woman or a man, if you take two different patterns
yep.
and put them on, and put some penny loafers and some Oxfords on, you're going to be winning.
Oh, yes.
You're
yes.
going to be winning. I mean, this really is a summer where ensembles are about fun, not necessarily like, oh, my gosh, you're slaying in designer, but more so like, oh, my gosh, that, like, there's two different patterns that I thought would never work, but they look amazing on that person with her red lipstick or her orange lipstick or his orange shoes. You know, it's going to be really bright summer as well, but just I think this is an Andre 3000 summer. That's what I'm calling it.
I love what you just said. I love that. And Kelly, you have been a fabulous guest. And if people want to get in contact with Kelly, because Kelly also does image consulting, she is a fantastic makeup artist. If anyone wants to get some image consulting from you, where can they reach you?
You can definitely reach me online. My website is www.kellymuse, that's KELLIEMUSE.com. Or I'm also on Instagram, and all my contact information is there in my bio on Instagram. And you can find me there at Makeup and Shape Up.
Oh, I love that. Kelly, I love you. Thank you so much for being on the show. Coming up next, we're going to be talking about men's fashion with Eric E.K. Ray. He's going to give us some information on what you guys should be wearing, looking, and say no to male culottes. Oh, my God, I'm going to keep saying that, say no to male culottes. Andre 3000, with Kelly said, is the way to go. The mixture, the colors. Be daring, be bold. We're going to be talking with EK and see if men can actually pull that off. Stay with us. Give us 30 seconds. Kelly Muse, makeup artist extraordinaire. She is such a fabulous person, such a fabulous spirit. And I love what she said, that this is the year of Andre 3000. My next guest, he is my BFF, so I have to throw that out there. We've been friends forever, over 20 years. Is that right, EK?
Yeah, it's been over 20 years.
Over 20 years, and he is just as fabulous as ever. But EK has a very interesting story. EK lost a whole lot of weight, and he is now a diabetes advocate. He's come out with a book, you know, telling his story. EK looks amazing. Every time we go out, you know, we'll have a meal, but he's coming from the gym before he meets me. Of course, I'm not coming from the gym. I'm just coming from my car. So he has actually encouraged me to start losing weight again as well. And he is also an entertainment and fashion public relations executive. He knows everything there is to know about fashion and entertainment. Welcome, my dear friend, to the Beauty Files.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. So, Kelly, we're going to talk about your diabetes stories, too, because I want people to pick up your book. But Kelly said that, you know, men should, you know, embrace different fabulous colors, do the Andre 3000 thing. Can men actually wear orange shoes and get away with it, or don't look crazy?
It all depends. For guys, well, first and foremost, the fashion trends that's happening right now are colors, bold colors for men to mix it up a little bit and be a little daring and get out of the – everyone wants to put men in a suit and a trouser and a jacket and so forth. You got to mix it up. My food of thought for men, I look at it from the standpoint, if you're 6 feet and above and what you see and you like on a guy who's like 5'9", 5'7", that's not necessarily going to work for you. For me, it's just most men who are, when you're that tall, you're that big, you need to go get things custom for you. You can't necessarily buy directly off the rack. Go to a good cleaners. A good cleaners who will alter your stuff for you, make it fit you appropriately. You need to feel comfortable in what you're wearing. You need to have your confidence in what you're wearing in yourself, and that will make anything that you wear look great. With that being said, yes, wear colors. But don't go too crazy. Don't wear the powder pink. I'm not for that. You know, you can put some colors in there and mix it up a little bit, but don't go too far to the left, if you know what I mean.
Now, I just got a message on the Beauty Files. Someone just sent me a message to ask you and ask Kelly, but Kelly's off, but they wanted me to ask you, where can a man buy nice clothes without spending their mortgage payment?
You know what? There are places you can do it. You catch sales. There are online places that you can order stuff. I'm a little iffy about buying clothes online because, you know, they may not fit as well because a lot of things, most black men wear thick, wear tall, and a lot of clothes are cut for men who are slender. So you got to be careful with that. But as far as going out and buying clothes, you just got to keep your eye out. You can sometimes you can find you some stuff. Need I say thrift shop, or you can find something in Nordstrom's. Men should always be willing to mix your high and low end together. Nobody knows what you paid for it. They just know it looks good on you. If you're wearing it with confidence, you feel comfortable in it. You know you are the bomb.com wearing it. Go for it. Get it from wherever you want. And fashion should be fun for men. You know, just to have fun with it, enjoy it. You know, if you have a shirt and you have some pants and you got a nice, I have a pair of orange Cohan driving slippers. You can put those on. You can mix it up. You got to have fun with it. Make it pop a little bit. Your fashion, your clothes, your look should also represent your style, your personality in the same sort of fashion, if you know, understand what I'm saying. So, and you can buy clothes anywhere.
I love the fact that you said that the flea markets and the thrift stores, because that is one of, like, shopgoodwill.com, that is one of the best sort resources to find really good stuff. And then, like you said earlier, take it to your dry cleaner or your tailor and have it tailored, and it just looks fabulous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, go to the right Salvation Army thrift shop. Go to the right neighborhoods. Go to your high-end hoity-toity neighborhood where there is one of those, and those folks who've gotten rid of their Ferragamos or their Prada or their Gucci's and anything else, go in there. And this stuff is good. Have it cleaned. You know, go to the consignment shop. There is nothing wrong with going to the consignment shop and buying a $300 shirt for $25.
Ooh.
I don't see a problem with it.
I don't see a problem with it either. You know, last week or a couple of weeks ago, we had The Real Real online, and that is an online luxury consignment shop. And I have scored so many great stuff on that site. I don't care because I want to wear designer stuff. But, again, like the guy said, where could he go to get something without spending his mortgage payment? I love the idea that you said go into the high end neighborhoods and go to those thrift shops, because you're right. Somebody's throwing a pair of Ferragamos because they don't like how it looks on their feet anymore.
And probably wore it maybe one time.
And probably wore it one time, exactly. Or that dress, it reminds me of my ex-husband. I'm not wearing this dress again. Give it to me. I'll wear it, and I'll wear it proudly.
There you go. I'm like, and I don't even know your ex-husband.
And I don't even know.
It's
so
okay.
Now, wait. We need to talk about your story about your diabetes book, too. And I want people to pick up your book, too. Tell us about your story, because it's such an interesting story that you have.
Working, a slave to working, as a lot of folks are these days, you don't eat healthy. You know, McDonald's, the corner Chinese food store, that was dinner for me. On the way home, all the time. And so I ballooned up to over 400 pounds. And not realizing.
You were not that big. You were not that. And if you were, you really carried it well.
And, you know, it's so funny because I'm almost 6'4", so I was able to get away with a little bit there. And I had a 52-inch waist at the time, and I did. And the funny part is, here's a joke. I did an event for the Creative Coalition, and Alfre Woodard was there, and she hit on me that whole night. And it's so bad. I think about it now. I'm like, wow, she liked the big man. It was
cool. She liked big boys. I like the big boys, too. They can carry it well. Carry well, big guy, and I am yours.
But,
EK, I could not imagine you being that because, like I said, you did carry it well, but you make a great point. When you're working like that, all you do is just eat, grab, and you don't even realize it until one day you're like, oh, my God, I look like a fat kid.
And that's exactly what happened. Well, close to, but I, at that point, my health started failing. I actually was feeling ill and was, like, having problems. I went to the doctor. The doctor was like, oh, no, you just got a heartburn. Here, take some, Nexium, and you'll be fine. And I was taking that, and it didn't really help the problem. And before I knew it, 6 months had gone by, and I was pretty much out of it, almost ready to go into a coma. I could barely raise my head. I was going into a diabetic shock, almost into a diabetic coma, and had no idea. My doctor had misdiagnosed it. Luckily, a friend of mine had gone to the movies, and before I say 20 minutes into the movie, I had gone to the bathroom maybe 15 times. And she just looked at me and said, something's wrong with you. What's wrong with you, boy? You got diabetes. You need to go see my doctor. She took me to see her doctor that following Monday. He immediately diagnosed me and said, yeah, you have type 2 diabetes. And immediately put me in, I had DK, which is diabetic ketosis, which is really dangerous. It's basically your life is, you're at the end of your life. Your body is shutting down. My body at that point did everything it could do over the course of that 6 months to keep me going. And it had just gotten to the point it said, I can't do anymore. I'm done. And it was literally shutting down. I had gotten to the point where I couldn't even drink water. So it was really, really bad. Ended up in ICU for about 2 weeks. They, in turn, pulled me back around and got me started in on my diet.
And that was a scare, a serious scare, that got you to lose how much weight?
Now 180 pounds.
Oh, my. And you did what? You just changed your diet.
I changed my diet. I got rid of all the carbs and all the sugars. As my nurse told me, if it was white, it's wrong. And I did just that. No breads, no nothing. But what I try to tell people what they need to do is to realize that you have to figure out how it works best for you and what you need to do. You need to be the best you can be. So.
Right.
And I try to give the people the proper tools to deal with having diabetes. I mean, just because my mom had diabetes, and back in her day, the doctor just told her, you cut everything off and that's it. You don't do anything. That's hard to do. It's like a drug addict. You can't sit there and take that person's heroin away from them and not expect for them to try to binge or fall off the wagon.
Exactly.
So that's why they started giving them morphine and things of that nature to ease them off. It's almost the same concept. Yes, you need to know you can't have this, you can't have that, but you can have it in moderation. You got to exercise. Let's stop frying food on top of the oven, open the oven, and start broiling and baking food. You know, that way it's healthier for you. Exercise. If you can't run all the time, go for a walk. Walk around the block a couple of times. You know, we see a lot of older women and gentlemen, they're senior citizens walking around. They're doing it for their health. We can do the same thing. Just because you're young, it doesn't mean you can't walk around the block.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And tell us about your book, too, before we let you go, because I want people to be able to pick up your book and find you on the web.
They can find me on the web. I'm on Facebook, EK Healthy Living, EK Ray as well. You can also follow me on Twitter at EK Ray Inc. My website is ekhealthyliving.com. You can buy the book at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, where electronic books are sold and hard copies as well. And definitely it's a good read. It's a good lesson. I realize a lot of women pick up the book because they want to help their boyfriends, their brothers, their fathers, because women are more nurturing and they take care of us because we need you guys in our lives, because without you, where would we be?
That, you know, your story, it's just amazing. And those people out there who are dealing with the same thing that EK just said, as far as, you know, you're finding little things that are happening with your body. Get checked out. You know, find out before it's too late.
Yes,
I encourage you to get his book. What is the name of your book?
The name of the book is Diabetes, the Silent Killer, How I Survived. And
yeah.
And just pulling it back to fashion real quick, after losing 180 pounds, I've been able to go shopping more. I feel like I was a slave to fashion before, and now I'm back again at it. And shopping in my own closet has been spectacular, not to mention shopping in other stores and online places as well. So go out, get checked, get healthy, and you can wear some fun, fashionable clothes for the summer.
What an excellent way to end the conversation. EK, thank you so much for being on the show. That just pulled it all together. It's like you can lose all that great weight and you can shop in your own closet, because there are things
exactly.
in there that they're still in fashion. I mean, you may not see, you know, chick jeans may not be in fashion, but you can find some other things that are still in fashion. So, EK, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you guys for listening on the show. I am so sorry we couldn't get all your calls and your I did try to answer all your emails for you, but you know how it is with live radio. Thank you so much for being a guest. Thank you so much for listening. Next show, we're going to have Chefs Behind Bars. Not what you're thinking. Trust me, not what you're thinking. But it's going to be a great show. It's live at 4 o'clock on bbsradio.com. And I thank you so much for listening. Until we talk again, take care. Bye-bye.